Hello and welcome to NSTA, the bus stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I'm Kurt Mackison, Executive Director, and it's March. And that means that we're going to be celebrating Women's History Month all throughout March. And pleased to welcome a newbie to NSTA, the bus stop. It's none other than Katie Stoke, Segment Marketing Director, IC Bus, for her maiden voyage on NSTA, the bus stop. So welcome, Katie.
Thank you, Kurt. I am a rookie here. I'm honored to be here kicking off Women's History Month with you guys and able to represent IC Bus at Navistar. Thank you.
No, it's great. We previously had Trish Reed and Justina Morrison on the podcast. So pleased to welcome you as the third woman from IC Bus and Navistar to join us on NSTA, the bus stop. Now, one of the things we love about doing the podcast is, and since you're new, this is going to be very interesting for us. We like to find out a little bit of the background of each of our guests and kind of what led you to IC Bus and student transportation. So it's a blank canvas for you, Katie. How'd you get started? You know, what were the key benchmarks and how you got to where you are today?
Yeah. So this is going to start to age me here. So I've been directly in, or I guess supporting, the transportation industry for over 18 years now in a variety of different sales and marketing roles. So I started out right out of school in field sales for a parts and solution provider. Kind of earned my way up into various product and category management roles and moved back into sales, where I eventually was able to be recruited by my largest customer at the time, which was Navistar's parts organization. So that kind of got me into the Navistar umbrella, Navistar family. I was in parts sales for a couple of years when an opportunity arose to move over to the IC Bus business. And I jumped at that opportunity to work with our sales team on the bus side. And I've been focused 100% on the IC Bus business and the people transportation industry for the last 6 or 7 years now, and held various roles through our sales team and am currently the segment marketing director for IC Bus.
Well, that's great that you kind of, were able to develop your own path into student transportation. I'm going to go a bit off script with you. When you were, say, going through high school and college, was it ever thought to be in student transportation, or was it something that just really developed as you became a professional?
So that's a great question. So going through school, I have to say no. But even at that time, I don't know that I ever had my eyes set on any particular industry. It was just, looking for a job and what can I do to be successful?
Yeah. And it's funny how, and your path isn't uncommon, because most people say, yeah, maybe I took the yellow bus to school, but no one tends to think of it, unless you're kind of a legacy company, as a career path. What you're saying is kind of more typical of, what we see on the podcast a lot. Now, folks have obviously known about IC Bus and Navistar. We have a longstanding partnership with NSTA, and IC Bus. But as segment marketing director, what is it that you actually do on a day-to-day basis?
That is a very good question. I actually get that question quite a bit. So it's actually a loaded question. So I would say my role is focused on the go-to-market piece for our products and overall customer solutions. So I get to work cross-functionally, within our business, with the IC Bus and Navistar team to kind of bring products and our offerings to market. That means I get to work real close with engineers, manufacturing, operations, you know, procurement, service, and sales, and even our entire dealer network, to ensure that we're incorporating the voice of the customer into what we do within the walls of our business. And make sure that our sales organization and dealer network, you know, knows enough about what it is our offering is and what's available to them to help meet customers' needs.
Yeah, so you sound like a little bit of what we do at the in the association world too. So probably no 2 days are exactly the same, and you get to be part of some very interesting things. So you know what's going on at Navistar.
Yeah, it is an amazing opportunity. I get to be a part of such a great team here with the industry leader IC Bus. You know, no 2 days are ever exactly alike. Whether it's, you know, working in the office or, you know, helping out and working down at the plant, you know, inspecting or reviewing some new product and new designs or at the test track. Not to mention, you know, all the shows and being able to meet with our end customers and our dealers. So there's always something going on and keeps us busy, but, you know, I love it. I wouldn't pass it up. It's quite the experience.
I'm sure it is. And, you know, we do always appreciate the support that IC Bus does give us at NSTA. Now, I recall when I spoke with Justina on the podcast, she had talked about, you know, IC Bus and your parent company, Navistar, has an employee resource group to help bring women into the organization. Can you talk about that group, and I'm sure you're part of it, and its impact on you and your career?
Yeah, we do. So we have WIN, or Women in Navistar, and actually Justina has been a past president, so very involved there. I've been a member for the past few years now, and they do a great job to help kind of provide educational and training opportunities to women in the business. So as the number of women kind of grow within our organization and continue to grow even into leadership roles, they do a great job to provide visibility to that and visibility to opportunities and just educational experiences to help expand the horizons around, you know, what they're doing on a day-to-day basis. This past year, even I was able to participate in an event. I was asked to be a co-presenter, and it was focused on opening up the vehicle side of our business to those that are not as close to it. So we were able to focus on the industrial design piece, you know, the engineering and the true vehicle side of the business and what we do to, you know, accountants and procurement and HR and the training team.
Right.
You know, a lot of people that maybe normally they don't get to always be a part of that stuff. They know that we make vehicles, but they don't necessarily get in the weeds on that part. So we ended up actually having great attendance to that event, and I got to participate and kind of present on our new buses and kind of show off some of the safety and technology included there. And, you know, we had a lot of people staying after, and they wanted to come in and get a picture of themselves in the driver's seat so they could show their kids that, you know, look what we make. And they were so proud.
Right.
It was really fun.
So I want to circle back, Katie, to, you know, an early part of our conversation here about your entry into pupil transportation. And now that you've experienced it for a number of years, we won't go into the exact number, but we've experienced it for a few years now. What is it that you enjoy about the pupil transportation industry?
I'd say hands down, it's the people. And I remember first interviewing and first talking to some of my peers and even the customers, and they would say, you know, it's the people that once you get in, you don't leave. And, you know, it's a small but mighty group in this industry, and people really stick together. And, you know, you tend to hear stuff like that a lot. And when you hear it's the people, I just, You know what? I shook my head and I got it. It made sense, but I didn't really understand it until I really got to work and got to meet more of the customers and participate in a lot of the industry events. And the longer I've been in the industry, the more it makes sense, the more I get it. It is the people that makes it so enjoyable. And I think that, you know, what bonds us is we're all working together to ensure that we're providing that safe, reliable transport to and from school and activities for the most precious cargo that you can have, right? So what makes this so great is because we all kind of have that common goal. I think that's why we see so much passion in our industry, is because we have such precious cargo and we have a very important responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the reasons why we, you know, set aside March to celebrate Women's History Month is that there have been so many women in the industry that have contributed to student transportation over the years. Now, you know, we talked about some of your background, but what would you say to anyone else looking to enter student transportation?
I guess a few things. So, I mean, really, you can do anything you put your mind to. Just because maybe you don't see someone that looks just like you doesn't mean that you can't do it too, right? Be sure to continue to develop yourself and learn throughout your career, and make connections in the industry and your employer. That was probably one of the most important things that I've ever done, and I try and continue to do that. And I like to call it, you know, expanding your circle of trust. And, you know, as the years go by, it becomes more and more important, I think. As more people come in the industry, people move around different companies, they gain more experiences, which helps you continue to grow, right, as you maintain those relationships. And actually, another great employee resource group that Navistar has offered is the Navistar Young Professionals, or NYP, if I'm using the right acronym. I got involved with them as a mentor about 4 or 5 years ago. I've been lucky enough to make some great connections in my career, obviously, and it's these relationships that help me learn of new opportunities and areas to grow in my career. So I got involved as a mentor in that program just because I want to help others kind of do the same thing. So everybody obviously deserves a chance, and sometimes women, particularly ones younger in their career, I think they just need an extra nudge sometimes to come out of their shell and take a chance on something, or have their eyes kind of opened up and expand their network to other things going on within the business instead of just what they're seeing and doing on a daily basis. And that's been really enjoyable to get to meet some of these young professionals and help get them started and continue to grow within their career. So I really love doing that. And that's a great association to be a part of.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now I'm a big movie buff. So, I'm going to ask you your answer to that question where you mentioned the circle of trust. Is that lifted from Meet the Fockers?
I was going to say that's a Ben Stiller movie. Yes, indeed.
Okay, well, you know, I don't think we've had a movie reference in a while, so that's a great drop in for us, you know, on this podcast, because once in a while we'll if something's upcoming like the Super Bowl, we'll talk about that. But you know, otherwise we do try to once in a while talk about a movie reference, so that's great. You know, a lot of great information on this podcast, Katie. Let me ask you, you know, kind of one final question here. How can student transportation in general attract more women?
Oh, man. So, you know, it's probably not one magic answer. One great thing is there's a lot of strong, capable, and successful women in our industry already today. I love going into customer meetings or, you know, your events and some of these other industry sessions and seeing a female superintendent or fleet manager, right, or fleet owner, even technician. So at IC Bus, knowing that a handful of women contributed to and even co-designed some of the most advanced safety and technology features on our next generation CE series bus, that's something to really be proud of, right? And women are already doing this and doing amazing things. So I think to continue to attract more women and even to further develop among women in the industry's careers, we need to make sure that we share our stories and continue to expand our network, you know, promote these great, amazing people that are already in the industry and amazing things that they're doing and how successful they are. Spread the word on how passionate we are about what we do. And I think particularly, again, for that younger generation to kind of get them into the industry, for them to see other females be successful at something and to show that path, it, I think it's going to help make that correlation. It helps them see a path for themselves to do the same. And I think that, you know, it's not one magic answer, but I think that will help attract more women into this industry.
Yeah, and you're right. It's normally not just, you know, one thing. It's a compilation of things. And thanks for that great insight. Katie, before we run, if folks want to learn more about IC Bus, where can they get that information?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was great talking to you here today. So thank you again for this opportunity. If anybody has any questions or would like to know more about IC Bus or Navistar, you can get there by visiting icbus.com. Or if you prefer, we are all over social media as well. So thank you, Kurt and NSTA, for this awesome opportunity today.
No, thank you once again, our guest at NSTA, the bus stop. It's Katie Stoke. She's Segment Marketing Director over at IC Bus, and she's helping us kick off Women's History Month. So Katie, thanks for taking a couple minutes out of your schedule and giving us some great insight.
Thank you, Kurt.